Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dad Pregnancy Journal is a guided keepsake journal for expectant fathers, published by Family Memory Books. It is designed as a pregnancy companion rather than a conventional diary, combining weekly prompts, reflection space, and simple educational context about fetal development. The book centers on the father's perspective during pregnancy and gives him a structured way to record thoughts, memories, and reactions across the weeks leading up to birth. Its format is especially useful for dads who want to be involved but may not know how to begin documenting the experience in a meaningful way. The journal also extends beyond the pregnancy itself by including sections for the birth and for the father's life story, which broadens it from a temporary planner into a family memory book. In that sense, it serves both as a practical writing tool and as a long-term keepsake intended for the child in the future. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a pregnancy journal built around the father's weekly experience. The defining feature of this book is that it frames pregnancy from the father's point of view rather than the mother's. The weekly structure helps the user return to the journal consistently, which matters because pregnancy is a long process and memory alone tends to lose detail over time. By dividing the experience into manageable entries, the book reduces the pressure of writing a long narrative and replaces it with short, regular reflection. This format also supports emotional honesty, since prompts can guide a dad to record anticipation, uncertainty, excitement, and practical concerns as they arise. The result is not just a record of events, but a sequence of lived reactions that can later show how fatherhood began to take shape. That perspective is what makes the journal distinctive within the pregnancy category. It treats the father as an active participant whose experience is worth preserving in its own. Right, not as a secondary observer. Secondly, a 41-week calendar that connects reflection with fetal development, the journal is organized around a 41-week pregnancy calendar, which gives it a clear chronological backbone. This matters because the book does more than ask the user to write memories. It also links each stage of writing to the baby's development in utero. That combination makes the journal both personal and informational. A father who is not familiar with pregnancy timelines can use the structure to understand what is happening week by week, why week, while also capturing his own reactions to those developments. The practical value of this design is that it turns abstract pregnancy progress into something concrete and recordable. Instead of leaving the user to invent topics, the calendar supplies an ongoing rhythm that mirrors the actual pace of pregnancy. The book, therefore, works as a guided companion for men who want context, not just blank pages. It also helps preserve the sequence of the pregnancy in a form that can later be revisited by the child or family. Thirdly, prompt-driven writing that lowers the barrier to personal reflection. A major strength of the journal is its reliance on prompts, which are essential for making reflective writing accessible. Many people want to document important life stages, but struggle when faced with empty pages, especially if they are not habitual writers. Prompts solve that problem by giving direction, narrowing the subject, and helping the user move from general intention to specific memory. In this book, the prompts are aimed at the father's thoughts and feelings during pregnancy, which encourages a more personal and emotionally grounded record. That structure is useful because it can capture details that would otherwise be forgotten: first impressions, changing expectations, questions about fatherhood, or small moments that felt meaningful at the time. The guided format also keeps the journal organized and coherent across many weeks. Rather than producing scattered notes, the prompts support a cumulative narrative in which the father's voice becomes more distinct over time. This makes the journal both easier to use and more valuable as a finished keepsake. Fourthly, sections for birth memories and a father's life story expand the book beyond pregnancy. The book is not limited to the months before delivery. Its inclusion of sections for the birth experience and for the father's life story broadens its purpose into a larger family legacy project. This is an important distinction because it gives the journal a lifespan beyond the pregnancy itself. The birth section preserves one of the most significant transition points in family life, while the life story section allows the father to add background that the child may later want to know. That combination turns the book into a bridge between present experience and future memory. It also deepens the emotional function of the journal, since the father is not only documenting a temporary phase, but also recording parts of his identity and personal history. In category terms, this makes the book more substantial than a standard pregnancy planner. It is closer to a guided heirloom than a disposable organizer, which is likely why it is positioned as a keepsake for the child to read later. Lastly, a keepsake gift that suits new dads and family memory preservation, this journal fits well within the broader market for sentimental gifts for expectant fathers. But it stands out because it has a specific archival purpose. Many baby-related gifts are decorative or momentary, while this one is built to be completed and saved. That makes it especially relevant for first-time dads, families planning a pregnancy announcement, or anyone looking for a Father's Day or birthday gift with long-term value. Its appeal comes from the idea that the finished book becomes a document of a unique life stage, not just a notebook. The keepsake function is important because it gives emotional meaning to the act of writing entries are not only for the moment, but for future reading by the child. Compared with similar journals that focus only on checklists or weekly updates, this book emphasizes memory preservation and personal legacy. That makes it useful for readers who want something more lasting than a planner and more structured than an open diary. In conclusion, Dad Pregnancy Journal is best suited for expectant fathers who want a structured way to document pregnancy while also creating something that can be kept in the family. It is practical for first-time dads because the weekly prompts and pregnancy calendar reduce uncertainty about what to write and when to write it. It is also meaningful for readers who value reflection because the book encourages a record of thoughts, emotions, and milestones rather than only factual notes. What distinguishes it from many similar journals is its combination of three functions: week-by-week pregnancy tracking, a birth record, and a father-like story section. That mix makes it more than a simple pregnancy diary and gives it stronger long-term value as a keepsake. And for families looking for a thoughtful gift, it offers both immediate use during pregnancy and lasting significance after the baby arrives. In a crowded category of baby memory books, this one stands out by focusing on the father's perspective and by treating his experience as something worth preserving in detail. If you would like to support Family Memory Books, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.